This is the third and final recording for Outcome 4.5, where the student must involve themselves in ministry to, with, and by children and youth. The Great Commission does not only apply to adults, and there are many children who come to faith through other children or teenagers. In his article entitled Four Reasons Kids Make Great Evangelists, Mark Dance suggests the following. 1. Kids make friends easily. Children often have more ethnically and spiritually diverse friendships than adults because their social circles are broader. They naturally make friends in affinity groups, both inside and outside of school. 2. Kids are not afraid to be embarrassed. If you ask for a child to volunteer to join you on stage, how many hands will enthusiastically shoot up? Kids are naturally more fearless because they often haven't experienced the sting of rejection or embarrassment as much as adults have. 3. Kids are not as cynical as adults. I love how tender young hearts are open to simple spiritual truths. Kids have less trouble trusting and obeying God than teenagers or adults do. We need to see kids as valuable missionary partners instead of simply church consumers. And 4, kids learn quickly. Kids are not only willing to talk about Jesus, but are also eager if we take the time to teach them how. God used children and youth. Adults are often reticent to use children in ministry, but God certainly was not. There are many stories in the Bible that confirm that. Won't you take some time with your students to look at the following stories involving children in the Bible? Samuel, which you will find in 1 Samuel chapter 3, the story of David, 1 Samuel 16 and 17, Josiah, 2 Chronicles chapter 34, the story of Esther told in the book of Esther, Naaman's servant girl in 2 Kings chapter 5, Mary, the mother of Jesus in the four Gospels, and of course, the boy who gave the loaves and the fish that Jesus used in the miracle of multiplication, as told in the four Gospels. Dear facilitator, ask your students to draw up a list of born-again children and youth in their church, and next to each, to list what gifts and talents each has. The next step for the students is, of course, to begin to encourage those children to use their gifts and talents for ministry. The feedback they give when they have done this and seen the results will be exciting for all to hear, but much more important will be the fact that these children have started a journey which will have lifelong value for them and for the kingdom of God.